Giroufle's Requiem became well known in this country following the Second World War. It's become a great favourite with choral societies and indeed liturgical choirs ever since. It exists in three versions as far as the accompaniment is concerned. There's a version with just organ accompaniment, there's a version for full symphony orchestra, and there's the version which you're going to hear in our recording, which is ideally matched to the size of our choir of men and boys of about 30 singers. And the accompaniment here is for strings, harp, three trumpets, and timpani, with also an important organ part. And I think the movement that you're going to hear is a good one to choose from the series of seven movements because it contains some of the most dramatic music in the setting, as well as some of the most beautiful and serene. Giroufle's Requiem is often compared with that by Faure because it eschews setting the very dramatic text on the Dies Irae, the great judgment texts, which are such a prominent feature of the Requiems by Verdi and Berlioz, for example. The settings by Faure and Giroufle are much more restrained, and I like to think consoling in the face of contemplating death. There's one difference which marks out Giroufle's setting from Faure's, and that is that Giroufle bases his music very considerably upon the original melodies of Gregorian chant or plain song from the liturgical books. So sometimes these melodies are quoted verbatim, and you'll hear some examples of that in the offertoire.